Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Imagine a grand, majestic building perched atop a hill, overlooking the serene expanse of Colorado's Rocky Mountains. Its architecture, reminiscent of a bygone era, exudes an air of timeless elegance and grandeur. This is the Stanley Hotel, a place that has captivated visitors for over a century with its stunning beauty and intriguing history. But beyond its picturesque facade lies a story steeped in mystery, tragedy, and whispers of the supernatural. Welcome to Paranormal Deep Dive, where today, we explore the enigmatic world of the Stanley Hotel. The story of the Stanley Hotel begins in the late 19th century, a time when Colorado was booming with mining and tourism. In 1909, Freeland Oscar Stanley, co-founder of the Stanley Motor Carriage Company, which produced the iconic Stanley steamer automobiles, decided to invest his wealth in creating a luxurious retreat for travelers seeking respite from the harsh Colorado winters. Stanley envisioned a grand hotel that would rival the finest establishments in the East, a place where guests could enjoy the natural beauty of the Rocky Mountains in comfort and style. Construction of the Stanley Hotel began in 1909 and was completed in 1911. The two-story Georgian colonial-style building was designed to exude elegance and sophistication. With its symmetrical facade, large windows, and sprawling verandas, the hotel was an immediate success, attracting affluent guests who were eager to experience the beauty and serenity of the Rocky Mountains in unparalleled comfort. For nearly a decade, the Stanley Hotel thrived as a premier destination for travelers, hosting a myriad of events, from grand balls to literary gatherings. However, the hotel's reputation took a dark turn in 1919 with the tragic death of Flora Stanley, Freeland Stanley's wife. Flora Stanley was a beloved figure in Estes Park, known for her grace, beauty, and dedication to the hotel's success. On the evening of May 25th, 1919, Flora was making her way down the grand staircase to answer a phone call from the hotel's manager when tragedy struck. In a horrifying accident, Flora slipped and fell down the stairs, resulting in fatal injuries. The sudden and brutal loss of Flora sent shockwaves through the quiet community and cast a long shadow over the Stanley Hotel. The accident was the first in a series of tragic events that would contribute to the hotel's growing legend of hauntings and supernatural occurrences. Guests and staff began reporting strange phenomena almost immediately following Flora's death. It was as if her spirit had been tethered to the very walls of the hotel, unable to find peace. One of the most enduring legends involves Flora Stanley herself. Numerous guests have reported sightings of a beautiful woman in early 20th century attire, believed to be Flora, wandering the hallways and staircases. These apparitions are often described as graceful and sorrowful, with an aura of melancholy that suggests an inability to move on from her tragic demise. One such account comes from a guest who stayed in the guest suite during the 1930s. The guest recounts hearing the faint sound of footsteps echoing through the empty corridors late at night. Upon investigating, the guest claims to have seen the apparition of a woman in a flowing dress, gliding gracefully up the staircase before vanishing into thin air. This and similar stories have fueled the belief that Flora's spirit remains forever bound to the Stanley Hotel. Another prominent figure in the hotel's haunting lore is Donald Mitchell, the Stanley Hotel's longtime bartender. Donald's story adds another layer to the hotel's paranormal narrative. In 1928, Donald tragically passed away after falling down the grand staircase, mirroring the death of Flora Stanley years earlier. Unlike Flora, Donald's death was not as widely publicized, but his spirit is believed to linger in the hotel's bar. Guests have reported seeing the ghostly figure of a man dressed in vintage bartender attire, tirelessly preparing and serving drinks long after his death. The apparition is often associated with the hotel's elegant bar area, where patrons have heard the clinking of glasses and the soft hum of conversation, despite the absence of any living patrons. Donald's spirit is said to embody the dedication and service he provided during his lifetime, forever fulfilling his role as the Stanley Hotel's bartender. Perhaps the most famous haunting at the Stanley Hotel centers around room 217. While the name of this room was immortalized by Stephen King in his best-selling novel, The Shining, the real-life room 217 has its own chilling history. Numerous guests have reported strange occurrences in this particular room, including unexplained noises, sudden temperature drops, and eerie apparitions. One of the most compelling stories comes from a guest who stayed in room 217 in the 1970s. The guest describes hearing the sound of children laughing and playing in the hallway, only to discover that the room was empty when they investigated. Another guest recounts waking up in the middle of the night to find the room in disarray, with furniture moved and personal items scattered despite no signs of forced entry. These consistent reports have cemented room 217's reputation as the Stanley Hotel's most haunted room. The Stanley Hotel's association with the supernatural was further amplified in 1974, when renowned author Stephen King and his wife Tabitha checked into the hotel for a weekend getaway. At the time, King was recovering from a bout of writer's block and sought inspiration from the hotel's serene environment. However, his stay took a dark turn as he was deeply affected by the hotel's eerie atmosphere. According to King, the Stanley Hotel's haunted reputation and the tragic stories of Flora Stanley and Donald Mitchell began to seep into his subconscious, fueling vivid nightmares and disturbing visions. These experiences served as the catalyst for his creation of The Shining, a novel that would explore the terrifying consequences of a haunted hotel's influence on its inhabitants. The Shining tells the story of the Overlook Hotel, a fictional establishment that bears many similarities to the Stanley Hotel. The novel delves into the psychological and supernatural horrors faced by the hotel's caretaker, his wife, and their young son, Jack, as they become entangled in the hotel's malevolent forces. The success of The Shining, followed by Stanley Kubrick's iconic 1980 film adaptation, brought international fame to the Stanley Hotel, transforming it into a pilgrimage site for horror enthusiasts and paranormal investigators. Despite the fictional elements introduced by King, many of the novel's terrifying scenarios find their roots in the real-life stories and legends surrounding the Stanley Hotel. Guests and staff who visit the hotel today often express a sense of unease and fear, attributing their feelings to the lingering spirits in the hotel's tragic history. But what exactly might be haunting the Stanley Hotel today? Theories abound, ranging from residual energy left behind by tragic events to the presence of actual spirits unable to move on. Let's explore some of the most widely discussed possibilities. One prevalent theory suggests that the Stanley Hotel is a repository of residual energy. According to this perspective, the hotel has been the site of numerous emotional events, tragedies, joy, fear, and sorrow that have left an imprint on the building itself. These energy imprints can replay specific moments or emotions, much like a recording, creating the illusion of ghostly activity. This theory posits that the apparitions and strange occurrences are not conscious spirits, but rather echoes of past events that continue to resonate within the hotel's walls. Another theory involves intelligent or interactive spirits. Proponents of this idea believe that the spirits haunting the Stanley are aware of their surroundings and may be trying to communicate or interact with the living. The stories of Flora Stanley and Donald Mitchell, who appear to guests in recognizable forms and seem to engage in specific activities, lend credence to the possibility of intelligent hauntings. These spirits may be lingering due to unfinished business or a strong attachment to the place and the people they once knew. The presence of Flora Stanley's ghost is particularly compelling given her tragic death within the hotel. It's suggested that her spirit remains bound to the hotel, unable to find peace after the sudden loss of her life. Her repeated appearances and interactions with guests could be seen as a longing for connection or an attempt to process her untimely demise. Donald Mitchell's continued presence in the bar also raises intriguing questions. As a bartender who died serving drinks, his spirit might be reenacting his final moments, a way for him to continue fulfilling his role or finding solace in familiar surroundings. The fact that guests consistently report his presence suggests a strong, perhaps intentional, spectral manifestation. Room 217 stands as a focal point for many of the hotel's haunting tales. The recurring reports of disturbances in this particular room have led some to believe that it houses a more intense concentration of paranormal activity. Whether it's the residual energy of past events or the presence of a specific spirit, Room 217 has become a symbol of the Stanley Hotel's eerie allure. In Environmental factors also play a significant role in the Stanley Hotel's haunted reputation. Older buildings like the Stanley often have creaky floors, drafty windows, and other features that can create sounds and sensations mistaken for ghostly activity. Additionally, the hotel's stunning beauty and rich history provide a fertile ground for the imagination, where the mind can conjure up supernatural explanations for ordinary occurrences. Some skeptics argue that the Stanley Hotel's hauntings can be explained by psychological factors, such as suggestion and expectation. The hotel's association with Stephen King's The Shining and its portrayal in popular media have heightened guests' awareness and anticipation of paranormal activity, potentially influencing their perceptions and interpretations of events. Despite these rational explanations, the allure of the supernatural remains strong. The idea that the Stanley Hotel is haunted by restless spirits seeking revenge or peace is a compelling narrative that resonates deeply with audiences. Paranormal experts and enthusiasts have conducted numerous investigations, claiming to capture evidence of ghostly apparitions, unexplained noises, and other supernatural phenomena. Electronic voice phenomena, EVP, shadow figures, and cold spots continue to be reported by visitors and investigators alike, keeping the legend alive and well. The Stanley Hotel's commitment to preserving its history and embracing its haunted legacy has also contributed to its enduring mystique. The hotel offers ghost tours, paranormal investigations, and even themed events that cater to those intrigued by its supernatural stories. These offerings not only enhance the guest experience, but also keep the legends of the Stanley alive, inviting new visitors to explore the unknown and perhaps encounter the spirits that dwell within. In recent years, the Stanley Hotel has embraced its role in popular culture, hosting events, seminars, and workshops focused on the paranormal. These activities foster a community of like-minded individuals who share a passion for uncovering the mysteries of the haunted world. By providing a space for exploration and discussion, the Stanley Hotel continues to be a beacon for those seeking to delve deeper into the realm of the supernatural. The influence of Stephen King's The Shining on the Stanley Hotel cannot be overstated. King's personal experiences during his stay at the hotel, combined with his vivid imagination, transformed the Stanley into a symbol of horror and mystery. The Shining introduced readers and viewers to the concept of a haunted hotel that consumes the minds and souls of its inhabitants, a theme that mirrors the real-life legends surrounding the Stanley. The novel's success, followed by Stanley Kubrick's 1980 film adaptation, brought international fame to the Stanley Hotel, turning it into a pilgrimage site for horror enthusiasts and fans of the supernatural. The Overlook Hotel in The Shining bears many similarities to the Stanley, from its remote location and grand architecture to its dark history and haunted corridors. Visitors to the Stanley Hotel often draw parallels between their experiences and the fictional horrors depicted in King's work, further blurring the lines between reality and fiction. But the Stanley Hotel's haunted reputation extends beyond the realm of literature and film. Over the years, numerous guests and staff members have shared their own eerie encounters, adding to the hotel's rich tapestry of paranormal stories. These firsthand accounts passed down through generations continue to fuel the Stanley's reputation as one of America's most haunted locations. One such story involves a guest who stayed at the Stanley in the 1940s. The guest describes an unsettling experience in the hotel's library, where they felt an inexplicable presence watching them. As they turned around, the guest claims to have seen the apparition of a woman sitting alone at a table, her face obscured by shadows. The figure remained motionless, and as the guest approached, she vanished without a trace. This encounter, like many others, left the guest shaken and questioning the boundaries between the living and the dead. Another compelling account comes from a staff member who worked at the Stanley Hotel in the 1960s. The staffer recounts witnessing the ghost of Flora Stanley in the hotel's grand ballroom. During a particularly cold winter evening, the staffer heard the sound of soft, melancholic music emanating from an empty room. Upon investigating, the staffer saw the faint silhouette of a woman dancing alone, her movements graceful and sorrowful. The apparition, and would often disappear when approached, leaving the staff member with a lingering sense of sadness and unease. These personal encounters shared by those who have lived and worked in the hotel contribute to the enduring legend of the Stanley's haunted legacy. The consistency of these reports, spanning decades and generations, suggests that something otherworldly may indeed be at play within the hotel's walls. But perhaps the most fascinating aspect of the Stanley Hotel's paranormal story is the intersection between real-life events and their portrayal in popular media. Stephen King's The Shining serves as a prime example of how fiction can amplify and perpetuate real-life legends. While The Shining is a work of fiction, its close ties to the Stanley Hotel's history and the vivid descriptions inspired by King's experiences lend an air of authenticity to the supernatural elements of the story. The Stanley Hotel's haunted reputation has also been reinforced by the resurgence of interest in paranormal investigations and ghost hunting. With the advent of reality television shows and dedicated paranormal investigation teams, Stanley has become a focal point for those seeking to capture evidence of the supernatural. High-definition cameras, thermal imaging, and sophisticated audio equipment are now commonplace in attempts to detect ghostly activity, making the Stanley Hotel a modern-day arena for the age-old quest to uncover the truth behind hauntings. These investigations often yield fascinating insights into the Stanley's mysterious aura. Some teams report encountering unexplained phenomena such as sudden temperature drops, mysterious shadows flitting across hallways, and disembodied voices whispering from empty rooms. Other teams, however, find no concrete evidence of supernatural activity, leading to debates about the true nature of the Stanley Hotel's haunted legacy. Despite the mixed results of these investigations, the allure of the Stanley Hotel remains undiminished. The combination of its stunning architecture, tragic history, and rich tapestry of paranormal stories creates a compelling narrative that continues to attract curious visitors and dedicated ghost hunters alike. Whether driven by a desire to experience the unknown firsthand, or a fascination with the intersection of history and the supernatural, guests flock to the Stanley Hotel, eager to uncover the secrets that lie within. As we delve deeper into the Stanley Hotel's paranormal story, it's essential to consider the psychological and environmental factors that might contribute to the reported hauntings. The hotel's age, architectural features, and the tragic events that have occurred within its walls create a perfect storm for the human mind to interpret ordinary occurrences as supernatural phenomena. Psychological factors such as suggestion and expectation play a significant role in shaping guests' perceptions of the hotel. The Stanley Hotel's well-documented haunted reputation sets the stage for visitors to anticipate ghostly encounters, making them more likely to interpret ambiguous stimuli like creaking floors or drafts as evidence of the supernatural. This phenomenon, known as confirmation bias, can lead individuals to perceive what they expect to see, hear, or feel, thereby reinforcing the hotel's haunted narrative. Environmental factors such as mold, poor ventilation, and electromagnetic fields have also been proposed as potential explanations for some of the reported paranormal experiences. Older buildings like the Stanley Hotel often have issues with mold growth, which can produce toxic fumes causing headaches, dizziness, and hallucinations. Poor ventilation can exacerbate these conditions, leading to heightened anxiety and paranoia among guests. Additionally, electromagnetic fields, EMFs, generated by the building's electrical systems, can interfere with brain function, potentially contributing to feelings of unease and the perception of ghostly activity. Despite these rational explanations, many guests and paranormal enthusiasts remain convinced of the Stanley Hotel's haunted nature. The consistency of firsthand accounts, the emotional resonance of the stories, and the influence of popular media like The Shining all contribute to the enduring belief in the hotel's supernatural presence. The Stanley Hotel's haunted legacy also raises important ethical considerations, particularly concerning the commercialization of paranormal experiences. The hotel's embrace of its haunted reputation through ghost tours and paranormal investigations blurs the line between genuine supernatural phenomena and entertainment. While these activities provide a unique and thrilling experience for guests, they also commodify the hotel's tragic history and the personal traumas of those who have encountered its spirits. Moreover, the use of AI and other advanced technologies in paranormal investigations adds another layer of complexity to the ethical landscape. As technology becomes more sophisticated, the potential for creating convincing but fabricated evidence of ghostly activity increases. This raises questions about the authenticity of paranormal claims and the responsibility of investigators to present truthful and accurate accounts of their findings. In conclusion, the Stanley Hotel stands as a testament to the enduring human fascination with the supernatural and the mysteries that lie just beyond our perception. Its rich history, tragic events, and numerous accounts of paranormal activity create a compelling narrative that continues to captivate and terrify visitors from around the world. Whether viewed through the lens of belief in the supernatural or skepticism grounded in psychological and environmental explanations, the Stanley Hotel's haunted legacy remains a powerful reminder of the complex interplay between fact and fiction in shaping our understanding of the unknown. As we wrap up today's episode of Paranormal Deep Dive, the Stanley Hotel invites us to explore our own fears, to question the boundaries of reality, and to embrace the mysteries that continue to captivate our imaginations. Whether you're a skeptic seeking rational explanations or a believer yearning for genuine paranormal encounters, the legend of the Stanley Hotel offers a unique and haunting journey into the heart of one of America's most enigmatic haunted locations.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.